Vice President Dick Cheney today concluded a 24-hour visit to Israel, where he talked with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon but failed to meet with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. The decision drew angry complaints from the Palestinians. Cheney said he would meet Arafat once a ceasefire is implemented. Overnight, Israel completed its withdrawal from Palestinian-ruled territory, paving the way for the possible announcement of a ceasefire. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Vice President Cheney sent special U.S. Mideast envoy Anthony Zinni to meet Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat this morning. Cheney himself stayed away. But at a joint news conference with Prime Minister Sharon, Cheney dangled the possibility of a meeting with Arafat perhaps as early as next week.
I told the Prime Minister that I would be ready to meet with Chairman Arafat in the period ahead at a site in the region to be determined.
The vice president laid out the steps that the Palestinian leader must take according to the Tenet ceasefire plan negotiated last June by CIA Director George Tenet.
I cannot emphasize enough how important it will be this week for Chairman Arafat to take the steps to get the ceasefire started and to start implementation of the Tenet work plan, namely to speak to his own people personally about the importance of ending violence and terrorism, to issue clear instructions to his security services to enforce the ceasefire.
The Tenet plan calls on Israel to move its forces back to where they were before the fighting began in September 2000. In exchange, the Palestinian Authority commits itself to do everything possible to stop all attacks on Israel, to confiscate illegal weapons, and arrest suspected gunmen. Sharon said Israel is interested in an immediate ceasefire. The Prime Minister said that if Arafat implements the Tenet plan, he will be allowed to leave the West Bank and Gaza Strip and attend an Arab summit in Beirut later this month. It was only last week that Sharon said Arafat was allowed to leave his compound in Ramallah. At the news conference, Sharon was asked if he still believes Yasser Arafat is irrelevant.
If Mr. Arafat will be accomplishing what we demanded, to stop terror, violence, and incitement, and to take all the necessary actions against terror in order to reach ceasefire, we'll be happy about it.
Israeli and Palestinian security officials met yesterday and are due to hold another meeting tomorrow. Israeli officials said that meeting could pave the way for a ceasefire declaration. Israeli troops pulled out of Bethlehem and Gaza overnight, fulfilling a key Palestinian demand. Palestinian Authority officials are to take over the positions that Israel left. Israeli officials said they agreed to leave after the Palestinian Authority promised there would be no attacks on Israel from those areas. The pullback took place despite ongoing violence. Overnight, two Palestinian gunmen infiltrated an Israeli army training area in the Jordan Valley, killing an Israeli army officer and injuring three other soldiers before the gunmen were shot dead. In Gaza, Israeli security officials said they killed three Palestinians, all of whom were allegedly planning attacks on Israelis. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.